Confucius Wisdom, Learn to be a World-Class Leader, written by Dr. Caspar Shi, translated by Paul Hayden, and read by Lin Xiaowen.
Confucius Wisdom. Part 3. Operating and managing a business. Sustainability. Chapter 34. Versatility. Low cost is not the decisive factor. Making something different is what really counts. Given the economic worries in Japan, the uncertainty in the US and the downturn in Europe, many investors have turned their attention to the mainland of China and other Asian countries and regions. With its low cost production and huge market, the mainland of China has become the world's factory. New York Times once referred to comments by US experts and entrepreneurs that the emergence of the economy in the mainland of China has had a very significant impact on the US, turning it from a manufacturing economy to service economy. In other words, the manufacturing industry in the mainland of China already has a very important position and degree of influence. My old friend Kenichi Omae once mentioned the Japanese leisure wear company Uniqlo as an example of how foreign corporations utilize resources of the mainland of China to create corporate advantages. Uniqlo only used to do branding, design supervision, and distribution. It contracted manufacturing out to a company in the mainland of China, producing high-quality, low-cost products that were very well received in the market. Uniqlo understood the market in the mainland of China. It knew what areas had what resources and what products those particular resources were suitable to manufacture. It was really a specialist in the market in the mainland of China. It established a Uniqlo model, but also highlighted the problem that in a fiercely competitive market, it is difficult to survive if you're not creative. I recently noticed in the Beijing market that the standards are first rate, but the degree of competition is unimaginable. The best labels and the newest products in the world, some of which have not yet even hit the market in the supplier's home country, are in the department stores in China, but there are too many similar products. If one only competes on price, the pressure and challenges are too great. There is now starting to be an oversupply situation. Overproduction is now also a problem affecting the economy in the mainland of China. Businesses should take note of the following points. In this age of rapid change, continuation of what worked in the past is a sure formula for failure in the future. Companies must be sensitive and respond to market changes. Those who have been successful in the past and those who cannot see changes in the business environment find it the most difficult to adapt. Low-cost manufacturing is already a given requirement, but not the determining factor in success. Creating new frameworks, shaping corporate culture, being able to provide value-added services and innovative input, these are the key factors. As I often say, it is doing something different that has value. Success in the market will attract many competitors, so it is very important to emphasize sectionalization and segmentation, that is, precise marketing. The mainland of China is divided into many economic areas. The coastal and inland areas are very different. You have to be sure who your customers are and where your resources are. How to understand your customers' needs is the first important step. I used to think it is more important to earn something as opposed to use it. With the changes of time, values change along. Confucius, standing by the river, said, "It keeps flowing, day and night." time stops for no one. The business environment is like time, always moving forward. Enterprises have to adapt and be flexible. Otherwise, they cannot stay in the mainstream.
The book you just heard is Confucius Wisdom, Learn to be a World-Class Leader, which was written by Dr. Caspar Shi, translated by Paul Hayden, and published by China's Foreign Language Teaching and Research Press.